Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
At ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I know you're excited. You heard, didn't you? I know, I can tell. Sarah's back. Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen. I know I get excited, too, when she comes back on the show. She's become a great member of our Brain Trust. She's a second-generation leader over at Bottom Line Publications. And I'm so proud of her and her organization. Folks, it's... I don't know if there's a harder job in America than being a print publisher in the 21st century, especially a family-owned business. And there must be they've got lightning in a bottle over there, folks, because they've got some special sauce that's making it work for them, and that makes me really proud of them. And as long as they're publishing, I'm going to give them some airtime. Sarah, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, and we always appreciate it and love being on here because your people are so great.
Well, you know how much I admire you guys, because I know. As a publisher myself, I know how hard it is to do what you guys do and to do it with such aplomb, by the way.
Well, hey, Sarah, it's a challenge.
I know it is. Hey, one of the stories you got in your biweekly publication, Bottom Line Personal, is how to get an exec on the phone. And boy, howdy. Is this something that salespeople need help with? This is something I work on all the time for myself, for our customers, for our corporate clients. This is the holy grail, getting through to the exec, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, it's not quite the story is not quite about how to get the top exec on the phone, but it's how to get to them and how to at least find them. Because, you know, they're hidden behind these big
Getting them to follow you on LinkedIn, for example, that'd be a big one.
Well, you do. So, you know, it's always a challenge. How do you find the guy? How do you find who the right guy is? And then how do you find their contact information? Now, the really good news is a lot of executives really are more accessible than you have any idea, than you even realize. I mean, the president is tweeting. He responds to stuff. So there are executives that are out there. You just have to know how to find them. So people kind of think you go to the website if you want to go find the name of the executives or, you know, the story that we wrote in the September 1st issue of Bottom Line was with a consumer advocate who was talking about customer service issues. How do you find the executive? And so a lot of people want to go to the website to just, you know, the company website to go find the person. Frankly, it's more effective if you go and just Google. Either, you know, Google company top executives and the company name. It's amazing what Google can find for you. And if you Google them, then you'll often come up with the names. And then if you just Google, you know, search for the executive name and the company, you'll often find their contact information. You'll probably find their home address and their home phone number and their wife and kids' names, too, frankly.
Right.
But even – I know, right? Frightening. Even better, though, like, have you ever tried to find someone? You go to LinkedIn and you search for them and you can't find them. But if you go to Google, their LinkedIn page will come up. Google has an amazing indexing ability to be able to find them. So – Step one.
As I said, this is something I talk to salespeople about all the time because they're trying to get to the decision maker, and what they do mistakenly is they try to call them, and you're probably not going to get through on the phone, or they send them a blind email, a cold email, you know, without, and they don't do it very well. And there are other ways people can be reached, as you say today, but they want to be reached in 21st century ways, don't they?
Well, they also, if you're going to send them a cold email, make it intelligent. I can't tell you how many emails I get, you know, cold emails, and literally no joke, I've taken to responding to them and correcting their grammar and saying, if you're going to send me an email, Let me give you a little clue here. And I literally correct their grammar.
And by the way, Sarah, thank you for not sending my emails back corrected. I appreciate that.
Well, you have the bat phone to me. You can always find me. But, you know, so what is it as an executive, like, what is it that touches my heart that I worry about? You want to, how are you going to save me money, obviously? If you show me you've researched a little bit so that you're letting mm-hmm. me know that you've seen where I'm weak. I know that I have weak spots. Mm-hmm. Let me know that you see mm-hmm. my weak spots. Then I'm vulnerable. In the case of customer service, if you want to complain into the higher-ups and get them to help you, let them know that the lower-downs did a bad job. I talked to your, you know, right. 800 number, and they couldn't answer my question. I mm-hmm. talked to your 800 number, and they were
right.
rude. Because that's what...
Get to the point, too, right? Get to the point.
Yes, and make your subject line something of interest. Right? You know, don't have it be, hi, here's a message
very,
from John. I don't care about John.
Very good suggestions. Sarah, I need your website quickly, please.
BottomLineInc.com. You get all this great information from Bottom Line Personal.
There you go. Check it out. When we come back, Sarah wants to talk to us about how to...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.